B'tachon for Life, Shir 1178, Monday, Parshas Vayikra. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored anonymously. Li'ili Nishmas, my grandmother, Kayla Basub Chaim Zev, whose yard site is today. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem bring her an Ili Nishama, and she should be Zeiche to a Lichta Gigan Eden. We are trying to internalize the level of Mishon and Be'ezer Hashem, the higher levels of B'tachon. And we are explaining different methods that a person can use to try to internalize these concepts. Now the truth is, there's another method that a person can use, which is actually connected to the Yom Tov of Purim that we are approaching. And the method is for a person to see the way the Ribbono Shel Olam sent him Yeshuas. Because there are various methods that the Ribbono Shel Olam can send an individual Yeshuas. Throughout the year, we have many Yom Tovim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, many Yom Tovim. Unbelievable Nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us during these times. However, the Yom Tov of Purim is very unique. However, the Yom Tov of Purim, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, incorporates in it the message of all of the Yomim Tovim. There's something unique about the Yom Tov of Purim. And the understanding is not that the Ribbono Shel Olam did unique Nisim, because he didn't. Everything can be explained naturally, and everything made sense. The entire Megillah is one big piece of Teva. There is not one mention of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Megillah. There's no Nisim. There's nothing out of the ordinary. But that is the message. The message of the Yom Tov that we are Be'ezer Hashem approaching is the fact that everything is navigated for our benefit. Even things that we feel are not better for us. Even Rachmana Litzlan, the Gzeiris that Klal Yisrael experienced. It's all for our benefit. That's the message of this Yom Tov that we are approaching. And that is another way that a person can attain Mishon. Mishon means that a person trains himself to rely, to lean on the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we study our lives, and we see how the Ribbono Shel Olam sent us Yeshuas in a natural way, but the Ribbono Shel Olam set up a long string of events to send us the Yeshua, that helps us feel like we can rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Be'ezer Hashem, for future Yeshuas. To study the normal things that happen to you. The things that are not necessarily out of the ordinary. However, when you look back, you see how the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated it for your benefit. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we do. But when a person remembers those times that he does see it, that will help you develop Mishon. To realize that even the nature is orchestrated all for you. Everything that goes on, the Ribbono Shel Olam has you in mind. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.